on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Several parts of Etegwini municipality will experience water rationing.
The demand for water in Etegwini municipality continues to increase and outstrip available supply, putting strain onto the system.
The cities introduced the measures to manage supply constraints to areas supplied by Reservoir 2 at the Durban Heights Water Treatment Works. These include Umlazi, Westville and the Queensborough area. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says the rationing will assist in building storage capacity.
And water is reopened when there's sufficient water levels. Water rationing also ensures equitable water supply as it is done rotationally. The rationing schedule will be shared on the city's communication platforms.
And higher education has warned against criminality after the temporary suspension of contact classes at DUT following violent protests. Students have been protesting against registration and accommodation challenges as a result of delayed NSFAS funds. In a statement earlier this week, DUT said classes would resume online until further notice. The department's Marcia Sotligwa says perpetrators will be criminally charged.
We are going to encourage the university to work closely with SAP. We understand the criminal elements were wearing baklavas, for instance, so they could not identify them. We are very concerned about that, particularly for first-year students. That would be a really negative experience. We are hoping the university will keep us up to date.
The department has also warned that landlords found guilty of sexual exploitation at the Etegwini TVET College will be blacklisted. This week, allegations surfaced through a Sunday World report that some students awaiting funds from NSFAS have been coerced into providing sexual favours in exchange for accommodation. NSFAS Administrator Freeman Numvalo.
We condemn this with the contempt it deserves. There should be no reason why this happens. We urge students to be able to come forward and report through their leaders so that we can investigate and assist students in prosecuting these matters. We also want to offer students who've been victims of such incidences support.
And abroad, Israel is demanding the immediate release of the body of Shiri Bibas after their DNA tests revealed the remains handed over by Hamas didn't belong to her. The IDF did confirm that it received the bodies of her young sons, Ariel and Kafir, yesterday. Sky News' Diana Magni has been reading a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Israel will act with determination to recover the body of Shiri Bibas and ensure that Hamas pays the full price for breaching the agreement, because this is a violation of the ceasefire agreement.
Your top story this hour, the southern and central parts of Etegwini will be experiencing water rationing to meet the growing supply demand. That's it from the Newswatch team. For now, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.